From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting U.S. criticism of the Syria-Russia meeting. The United States on Wednesday criticized Tuesday's meeting in Moscow between the presidents of Syria and Russia. The White House spokesman said Vladimir Putin's red carpet treatment for Bashar al-Assad, given the Syrian leader's use of chemical weapons against his own people, instigating a civil war and humanitarian crisis, is at odds with Russia's stated goal of a political transition. Another U.S. spokesman, John Kirby, says Washington was not surprised by the visit, but is keeping its eye on the goal of a political, not military, solution.
What we want to do is focus on trying to get real possibilities here for a political transition. We recognize that that's more difficult to do when the Assad regime feels more emboldened and more empowered by the extra support that they get from the Russian military.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is to meet Friday with U.S., Turkish, and Saudi diplomats to talk about Syria. French President François Hollande Wednesday met with his Malian counterpart in Paris, promising support for the beleaguered country's effort at economic development.
Mais nous devons également appuyer le développement économique.
Mr. Hollande says France needs to serve as an example by encouraging French business to offer Malians products, services, and investments. For his part, President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta spoke of the enduring friendship between the two countries. It was the first state visit by a Malian leader to France since independence achieved in 1960 and came on the eve of an international conference on the African country's economic recovery and development in Paris. French military intervention in 2013 helped drive Islamist militants out of the country's restive north. This is VOA News. The U.S., Britain, France, and Germany have called on the UN-Iran Sanctions Committee to take action regarding Tehran's missile test they say violates a UN resolution. The resolution prohibits Iran from conducting launches of ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear warheads. Iran said earlier this month it had tested a new precision-guided missile, but denied the missile was capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has endorsed the country's nuclear deal with world powers, but warned the agreement suffers from ambiguities and structural weaknesses. He warned such weaknesses could damage the country in the present and future. His endorsement drew this response from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
I believe they're going to comply, because I don't think any country destroys two-thirds of its centrifuges and ships out its enrichment and negates its R&D on advanced centrifuges and does a whole lot of things unless, in fact, they intend to try to comply.
The agreement has been the subject of fierce debate in Iran, with hardliners arguing Tehran gave away too much in the talks. UN and European Union officials Wednesday pledged support to help Somali refugees return to their homes. Antonio Guterres, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, spoke Wednesday in Brussels.
Things are getting better in Somalia. And so it is not only the duty, but it's in the interest of the international community to fully support Somalia in this very crucial moment for the country.
The plan involves $500 million over the next 2 years to repatriate more than 2 million Somalis. Somalia's prime minister says his country is working hard to create a stable government. Britain and China have signed deals worth more than $60 billion as President Xi Jinping met with Prime Minister David Cameron during the second day of the Chinese leader's state visit to the country.
We should go further on trade and investment, not only for China to invest in the United Kingdom, but also for British businesses to expand and grow in China. We should increase our financial and economic cooperation with the UK as the partner of choice for China in the West.
Mr. Cameron said this would give London a platform to seek improvements in China's human rights record. The UN envoy to Libya Wednesday said consultations between warring factions in the North African country will continue after the head of the internationally recognized parliament rejected the latest UN proposal to form a national unity government to end 4 years of crisis. Bernardino Leon has held talks for months on a six-member executive council. Both sides have raised objections. Two Nigerian soldiers were killed, several wounded, Wednesday in a foiled suicide attack blamed on suspected Boko Haram militants. The attack occurred in Diffa near the Nigerian border, has been the target of repeated such attacks. Niger is part of a regional force formed to defeat Boko Haram. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.